Big G, I put a thousand jumpers up. Word to Dapper J, I put a thousand jumpers up. When I'm ending off my day, I put a thousand jumpers up.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
keys to the coma.
Another edition.
Can't all hustle, hustle.
Edition.
You can't outplay a player. Numbers. Rap shit is a layup.
Sorry. My name is Gerald Dapper J. My co-host is Rob Bobby G. And this is
A Thousand Jumpers. Shut the hell up.
No. What's up?
You know, living my life.
We here, the last month of the year, man. You know?
Already.
Home stretch. So crazy. Swag.
Something new.
But yeah, man, we got breaking news. The college football playoffs have been set. Number one seed, Michigan.
Y'all be watching
number
that shit?
Two seed, Washington. Yes. The number three seed, Texas, and the number four seed in shocking fashion, Alabama, over an undefeated Florida State who won their AC championship Saturday night. I gotta say, Florida State got hoed, bro. That stuff is crazy. I would be furious. But I will say, I think if Jordan Travis didn't get hurt, their starting quarterback, and now for the season, they would be in the college football playoff. Just because watching the AC championship game, I felt like I was watching a 1950s NFL game. Their third string quarterback, true freshman, was 8 for 21 for 55 yards, bro.
Nobody wanted to see that.
And Louisville was just awful.
Exactly. But
the thing is, they went undefeated. They beat an LSU. They beat a Miami.
It's not the first time that's happened.
But, you know, AC is not like this. Not in the four football team era, four playoff team era.
Bro, we all know.
Yeah, Alabama, who was – bro. Think about it. Hold on. Alabama was the eighth seed. They beat Georgia last night. Now they usurp
wasn't Georgia
Florida
one?
State. That's – yeah.
They beat the number one team in the championship game.
Right. Florida State was the number 14. How did they go down?
Because they played a shitty-ass game.
Nope.
Ain't Alabama got, like, one loss? And ain't that to, like, Texas?
Yes. Yes. And Texas has one loss as well. Florida State has no losses.
With Washington, and you ain't play the same competition, nigga. Fuck out of here. ACC ass.
That stuff is crazy. I would be furious. I mean, the AC.
Clemson ain't even fired, bro.
You know, you left. And that's what I think hurts the ACC. If Clemson was fired, they would have beat Clemson. I mean, they did beat Clemson, but it would have beat a fire Clemson. Then they probably, you know, win. But it is. Nah, they have every right to be furious, bro. Like, I would be heated if it's just like.
I guess Louisville. What's Louisville ranked?
They were 14th in the country, which I was like, Louisville's good. They ain't been this good since Lamar, but all right. Florida State got a top five defense in the nation, and now it's.
Nobody pays to put the season.
Nah, they really just got hold, bro.
How?
They got hold, dog.
Alabama.
What do you mean how? I'm undefeated and I got nothing to show for it.
You know that don't matter. This is
it, do,
bro.
This ain't happened since that Auburn team with Jason Campbell, Cadillac Williams, and Carlos Rogers. They went undefeated when the SEC
like the
was watered down. Yeah, they were the third team, and they washed whoever they played, and then that was it.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, we all know this is college football, bro. It's not the standard.
So with the 14 remaining, you have Alabama versus Michigan, and then Texas versus Washington. Any predictions? Do you care?
I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. My team ain't in it. Fuck all them teams. As long as Texas don't win.
I think Texas, I think they get a national championship. I think they play Alabama and they get a rematch. That'd be a fire game. We're going to see.
Texas going to beat Washington.
Yeah. Washington's cool. Like, they're a good team, but I think Texas is better.
They just beat Perry Ellis.
By a little bit. Yeah, I'm glad Bo Nix and greatness. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. Washington's dope. Now, a better question: who deserves to enter the Heisman House? Do you think Michael Penix? Do you think Jaden Daniels? Bo Nix?
Not Bo Nix.
Or Jordan Travis? Or did I?
That's a stupid question for them, but I don't know. I think Daniels is probably the most spectacular, but I mean, how do you go against undefeated?
I mean, you could go against undefeated if you're just clearly the better player. I mean, RG3 had like three losses. He won. Lamar had four losses and he won. So
Lamar had like
the better player.
1,000 yards passing and like 1,500 yards. Like, he was the system. What are we doing? Lou had a shitty ass team. He just kept killing niggas. So yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna go with. I think they're going to give it to what's his name, Penix.
Are you going to embrace him? And for those who don't know, Rob is very his Heisman House is more prestigious than the regular Heisman House, because even if you win the Heisman, don't mean you're in his Heisman House. So would you embrace him?
All right, bro, we got to change his last name.
What do you want me to say, Michael Jr.? Like, make you feel better? I don't know. MJ.
But yeah, man. Open arms, man. Undefeated. Of Washington. That's respect. He didn't have 12 NFL players.
They say that receiver is all right, though. He might make the lead.
Imagine saying that. And the other guy who I'm referencing had Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase.
Burrow threw 60 touchdowns, bro. And you weren't embracing it.
I wonder why.
He had a stack team. He not going to go crazy in the league. And
I never said he wasn't going to go crazy in the league. I said I have to see if he does, because he did have a stack team, and to say he didn't is a lie.
His stack offense.
All right.
Who's on the defense? Yeah, Stingley.
You had 46 Patrick points Queen. A game, bro.
Well, if I got two number one receivers, I could just throw to. Who's stopping?
Can you just name two NFL players? Stingley was dope, and Queen was fire.
Stingley is dope, and Queen is fire. Yeah, but it took you like, because Burrow got hurt the first year, but like towards the end of the second season, before they got the playoffs, he was like, all right, nah, he in the house.
Because I said he had to prove it, and what did he do? He proved it. Yeah, it was in transit.
All right, I mean, no salute, but we'll see. I think the Heisman is announced this week. this weekend or next weekend. Oh, and speaking, they're doing a 30 for 30 on the greatest Heisman class, on the class of 97. So I was like, oh, Rob, let me check that out. I'm excited. I want to see that. Charles Woodson. For those who may not be familiar,
oh, you're right.
That class is Randy Moss, Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf, Charles Woodson. So it was going to be about that time. So I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Who won it, though?
30 for 30 did it again.
Number two.
Them bottles are still being, you know, I need that, by the way.
In transit, too.
Okay.
They on the way.
All right. I wonder if we're going to make a bet when we play next week. We'll figure that out. We got time. All right, let's talk football. Fantasy football. Rob is he needs your prayers, man. Bobby
200 points, baby.
You got Lamar Jackson 200 points. And
Josh Jacobs is on by. Oh
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, if I got like 180, then I'd be fired.
I hit 190 once and I ain't sniffed. I haven't got past 150. No, I did get 160 when I won a couple weeks ago, but I still can't believe I scored 190 and lost, bro.
And you lost.
That's a level of pain. Yeah. That's he got E4. Like, I've never seen that, Rob. Oh, you play Raiders? All right, yeah. If you lose the Ray and get eliminated, oh, I'm blaming you. You know that now.
You a dickhead, buddy.
You will get flamed. If you lose the Ray to get eliminated, no, you can't slander me about getting eliminated by Ray.
Look, bro. Yeah. Look, my team. Look, I literally got Josh Jacobs and Lamar on by, bro. Come on, man. And Justin Tucker, bro. How am I supposed to win this week?
I mean,
fuck you, bro.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you already lost, next week you can just throw in a towel so I can win and just prosper. But I'm trying to think. It was last week. We got some big games, really. The big game is Philly versus San Fran. That's going to be lit. Can't wait to see that. We play on the Dolphins. Yo, Tyreek, bro, I need 3 touchdowns today. Do your thing, homie.
You have no love for your team?
Yeah, we can still win, but Tyreek, go crazy. Like, you can go crazy and we win. We can win 24-21 and you just score all the points. No?
Bro, what kind of lies do you be telling? That nigga, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah, if he gets 3 touchdowns, we ain't sniffing the win, nigga.
Also, in the headlines, they're saying they're going to ban Philly's brotherly shove or the tush push. How does that make you feel? I think it's whack, personally.
Philly, bro.
I mean, I feel that, but, like, that's just, if you got the personnel, beat them, you know?
No one has the personnel.
That's just me. We did. We stopped it. Then we just traded away the pieces that did it.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this.
We didn't stop it. We stopped it twice.
If you looked at it, you would have saw people was off sides that wasn't supposed to be. Niggas, all right, that's not the point here. I'll tell you how to stop the tush push. The brotherly shove. Injure the quarterback.
No. I mean, he's still recovering from the knee.
Break your knee, but, bitch. And your center? Oh, I'm hitting him helmet to his knee, too. Y'all want to cheat the game? We going to cheat your life, bitch. Fuck you. Nah, keep the play in. We here. And I'm putting in the backup linemen who, like, the fourth stringers who ain't going to get no minutes. You can find them. You can kick them out, suspend them 12 games. They wasn't going to get no checks anyway.
You going to pay him under the table? That's what you're saying?
If I have to.
I'm trying to think. Is there any other? Seattle and Dallas played. It actually was one of the better. I didn't get to see the game. DK went crazy. Dak's been looking good. The crazy thing is, I was talking to some people yesterday. Dak is playing like an MVP candidate right now. He's not going to win, but he is playing really well, and people need to salute it. And it's crazy. They're the third best team in the NFC, and it really don't matter because when it comes down to it, they're going to get beat by Philly and or San Fran. But shout out to Dak, you know. That's all I got.
Fuck Dak. Fuck the Cowboys. Anyway. No, we never
win. Any games you're...
No!
Okay, that's fine.
Why the fuck would I care about any game? We just continue, bro. If Ron Rivera's not fired after this week, I swear to God.
He's not going to be fired by this week. Well, unless they score 77 on us, then, hey, I don't want that to happen. They don't need to hit 70 again.
If they score, if them cooking us like the Eagles did that Monday night leads to Rivera getting fired, let's go, baby. Get him the fuck out of here, man.
With Deshaun retiring, it's funny. With Deshaun Jackson retiring, they're like, let's look at his greatest plays. First play, I'm like, yo, can we fast forward this, bro? Like, I still get PTSD from this night, dog. Like, but that was a sad day in my life. You know what I'm saying?
I remember walking past the TV screen and looking and go, oh, Vic dropped back. And I just looked at that shit and I said, oh, it's going to be a long night.
I missed the whole play. Like, true story, I was doing a project. So I didn't even have the game on. My goal is to finish. And my dad was like, did you just see that play? I was like, no. He's like, Deshaun Jackson just scored an 87-yard touchdown. First thing I was like, yo, we had a good special teams. How we hold them down there? And I didn't realize it was a penalty. Then I see the replay, and I was like, it's going to be one of those nights. And, yeah, I was – to this day, it's the only day I ever wanted to skip school, skip, like, high school, was that following Tuesday. Because I knew what was going to come with that. And Eagle fans were just pointing and laughing, bro. It was like, ha! And I was just sitting there like, I had a red skin hat. I didn't even wear it to school that day, bro.
it was bad.
The amount of shame, dog. It was bad. Dark days, man.
But yeah, fuck Rivera. Fire that nigga, bro. Get him the fuck out of here. Other than that, no.
All right, let's go to the NBA. I don't even know where to start. Oh, well, we can start. There's some history made. The Dallas Mavericks, first team in I don't know how long, had a 30-0 run to come back against the Thunder to only lose by 6.
You know how shitty you gotta be? That's like, remember when the Suns came to the bubble and won 8 games in a row and still missed the playoffs?
Yeah, they won all games.
I was like, bro, you was ass. Like, bro. Like, how you not lose? That's wild. Like, yeah, 30-0 run and still lose is wild. But because it's Luka, y'all won't say anything.
I mean, he had 35, 15, and 15. That's a crazy stat line.
Stop. He get any stops on defense?
He cold. Nope, he doesn't play like a defense.
Okay.
But he is cold.
If that was LeBron, that's what I would say. Whatever. Y'all still be telling me
LeBron's a great defender, or was a great defender. He should still play defense.
That's what y'all say.
Are you still a basketball player? Yeah, you still play defense.
He's 40 years old. He played more defense than Kevin Durant. And he ain't 40.
He don't, yeah. But
he don't. Who's a better on-ball defender? Not, you a liar, bro. And he got chased down blocks, right. Dude. You be lying, bro. Kevin Durant has never and
will
never
do.
Be better than LeBron James. But whatever.
He's been better than LeBron.
Never in his life.
But okay.
Because when he thought he was, he got 50 pieced in the NBA Finals. He didn't drop 50. Steph had a 28 a game average. Yeah, let's talk about it. All right, then. Fuck out of here. Y'all lying to yourself.
What was Kevin? Kevin was averaging 35, bro.
He had a guy who was averaging 28 right beside him. Are you dumb? Who the fuck he have?
He was averaging.
Yeah, Kevin Love.
Kevin Love's not a great player.
No, he's not a great player. Are you fucking out your mind?
All right, bro. I'm done talking.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever he's matched up against LeBron, he's always cooked LeBron.
He's always lost. Not... Teams are even. Exactly. Fuck out of here, nigga. And we about to beat your bitch ass Kevin Durant in the play-in, too.
And he lost when they were even. His teams were never even. Those Heat teams were way better than those
Thunder. Way better than the. Are you know that? Dumb? Who was favorited?
Okay, way better than exaggeration.
Who was
they
favorite?
Were better.
Who was favored?
Freaking James Harden is who out in the strip club in Miami.
Who was favored?
Thunder were favorite.
Shut up, bro. You stop talking to me, bro. You are
the
liar.
Thunder were favorite, right?
You hold like on. Lie to me the, in the my
Thunder,
face.
The Thunder were favorite. Hold on. The Thunder were favorite. Kevin Durant averaged 33 in his first
game. And lost.
When LeBron checked him, it wasn't because of Kevin. James was no, he was
at 45 and live off. That's all I'm saying. You so nice, right?
He balled out.
What, James so nice, Harden right?
folded.
Yeah. No. James. This nigga got the most stacked teams consistently. Y'all be out here trying to dick eat. Bro, fuck out of here. And no, now we'll hear
LeBron's teams weren't better.
Y'all gonna talk about this. If we was out there getting our ass whooped in these in season tournament games, y'all be all in our dicks talking about the Lakers. But since we undefeated, whooping you bitch ass niggas asses, y'all don't wanna say shit. You guys suck ass and we the best in the league. Fuck all of you.
Y'all the best in the league?
Yeah, bitch. Fuck no. All y'all niggas. But, nah, y'all sure. Disrespecting. And we're gonna beat the shit out the
Bucks are better.
The what's gonna Celtics happen when we beat the Suns?
Nothing, because you're not gonna beat the Suns.
Here y'all go dick eating again. We a better team. Anthony Davis
arguing. Do you see what Kevin's here. Putting up, bro? Yeah. Kevin is cooking right
now. All
right, bro. Nigga. His team is failing him, but we're not getting there. Speaking of teams failing,
I wouldn't say that about LeBron. Y'all tell me it'd be LeBron's fault.
You're not doing this. Your team is failing. Steph Curry's team is failing him because
they failing him now.
Friends. Y'all just can't score 20, dog.
Eat Steph Curry like I dick eat Andre 3000. It's the same
exact thing. What does that even mean?
Because y'all act like the reason that
Steph Curry's
winning all them games was because Steph Curry kept chucking them threes up. If that was the case, he's shooting more threes, he's got a high percentage, and he's hitting shots. They'd still be winning. You know what was keeping them in them games and winning them games? That defense. Them other niggas that y'all kept trying to downplay. Yeah. So, no, he having all them good games and losing. They fucking suck. Exactly. Y'all want to talk shit about Draymond like he not that nigga. Yeah, okay. Y'all want to talk shit about Klay Thompson like he wasn't that nigga. Draymond's okay. Dope. Like, y'all niggas is dumb.
Klay is great.
That's what you get. Right, you had Kevin Durant as your number two? That's what you get. Fuck you. You want to stack the deck? Now deal with it. Deal with the consequences, nigga. Fucking ass. They ass. And y'all going to go dicking someone else soon. I can't wait. Y'all ridiculous.
So are we giving Paul George any love for any game winner?
I don't give a fuck about the Clippers, nigga. They get everybody that they ever want to play for them and still don't win a championship. So shut the fuck up. They asked.
They didn't get LeBron.
You're right, because he don't play for losers.
Ooh.
Bum ass Clippers.
Anything else you want to say in terms of basketball?
James Harden. Fuck Paul George. Kawhi Leonard ain't shit neither. I ain't got no smoke for Russ. Shout out to you. But, yeah, that's it. Lake show, baby.
All right. I mean, I got nothing to say about my Wizards. We suck. So
that's still your team?
Yes, still my team.
You see that shot your boy Johnny Davis put up?
No, I didn't see it.
I think it's trying to turn around.
It was the worst thing.
19-footer. Like, it was crazy, bro. Your man's his ass. I'll be hyped that y'all losing games. I'll be like, why? Because if you literally don't get the first pick, you're probably going to pick a shitty player. You got one pick that's
not. Who is the first pick?
John Wall. I mean,
I thought you were talking about for this year.
No, I don't know who's the first pick.
Bilal's actually all right, man.
Who?
Bilal. I like Bilal. Our player, Bilal. I like him. Like,
he gets 2 points, more than 10 points a game.
I don't know if he does.
Man, what are you talking about? This nigga can't score in an NBA game. You talking about I like Bilal. Whatever you and your personal feelings.
No, but then if I mentioned players that score, you'd be like, but he don't play defense, so you got to pick one.
Stop, because you mentioned Jordan Poole.
Like, I mentioned Cam Thomas is a bucket.
Cam Thomas is ass.
He's not. He's a bucket, dog. He gets buckets.
I'm done talking to you, bro. Cam Thomas, 26 a game.
Okay. That's fire.
2.3 assists, 1.3 turnovers.
Okay, 1.3 turnovers, 26 points.
5.2
turnovers.
Bro, this nigga.
He just get buckets.
He just get 34% from the three. Yeah, a lot of buckets. Your man just look. The Nets ain't gonna be shit. But you can see by
all. We know that.
Whatever. Cam Thomas.
All right. We really don't have a lot on music, but Raw wants to talk about an artist that I've respected, like, and me and him are, we haven't spoken in years, but D1 is dope and salute to him. Rob has more thoughts on him than I do.
That's my man. You know what I'm saying?
He's a good dude. Like,
you don't know him, bro.
His music got me through a lot.
That's what's up, bro.
His music got me through a lot. And I got to tell him that. So, but I haven't, like, played any new D1 music in a while. I'd be lying if I said I did. So,
you wouldn't want to do that.
What, lie?
Real be lying to y'all, bro.
I really don't, but
shout out to your man, bro. But he on his you see he on this campaign tour, man. You know, talking about real things.
I just think he's picking up momentum. No, like, because D1 has always been a community like advocate, and the things he's saying that has caught the attention of Joe Budden, Meek Mill, Rick Ross. He's been saying since I've heard his music, he's always been active in the community. Even when he came to A&T, he came with the Hip Hop Caucus with Amanda Seals, Rev, Yearwood. Like, he's been about that. So this isn't like he just talking and he don't live it. He really live it. That's one. Two, his music has always kind of stood on that as well. Obviously, the music hasn't reached a national attention like what his comments have the last month or so. But he's been about this. He's been cool. Like, he's done interviews with Sway. Lupe and him have a relate. Like, he's done a lot of dope stuff. But, you know, sometimes it just takes one thing to break through. And this is that breakthrough. So
I just think it's an asinine conversation.
What of the imagery that's being perpetuated in hip hop? Is that what we're talking about?
That's
of like guns and saying I'm killing my op. Like you don't want to like you don't like I saying people, smoking or whatever pack.
Well, I think I don't think that certain things should be into like a daily lexicon. Like that's kind of crazy. But I don't think that that's what's gonna save the youth or something. Before there was one rap ever uttered, people were getting shot and killed. People were selling drugs.
For sure.
People were looking up to drug dealers. People were wanting to be that. The whole organized crime film industry. Like, people have been dying.
No, everything you're saying is correct. Everything you're saying is true. But I look, think about, like, the last, like, 10 to 15 years of just, like, how music has influenced like the youth where you and I when I met you
there's been murder
at that time
30 years was that
no I'm saying there's been murder music but also we were promoting hustlers like we gotta hustle to get it we're selling drugs. The music today is the kids on the drugs. They're the fiends now. So there's that perpetuation. Yes, violence has always been around. But when you got rappers rapping about killing certain people and then it actually being true, like, I'm not saying it wasn't true before, but it was a lot. No, but I think rappers just amplified it.
If I shoot RJ down the street, you're going to, and that's your cousin, you're going to shoot me regardless if I make a rap song about it or not. Like,
dude, but rap, I might not have known it was you until you put it in a rap.
You in DC ain't gonna know that, but I guarantee, nigga, how many people get shot in PG County? Nigga get shot, and you know, a nigga know. All you gotta do is have 3 or 4 conversations, and you gonna find out who shot him. You don't need a rap song for that. Niggas was getting shot over gang war and street violence before there was raps about it. Like, it throws it in
I just think the rap.
But, you wouldn't know about no Chicago gang shit if you was in D.C. with no rap, with no drill music. You're right. That don't stop them niggas from dying.
But you got to look at it like if Meek, for example, and this is what D-Wan said, Meek is someone who's been avid for prison reform, but you can't be talking about We killing the ops, we shooting it now. When in D1's words, you got Lil Snoop around your neck. Lil Snoop got killed off that. So you're promoting the thing that you're trying to fight. It's offsetting itself.
Two things.
Like, it's one thing about like, cause like me getting money now, Meek is investing.
But that don't mean
in one instance.
I ain't used to that. Oh, so and so get money. That don't stop my niggas from doing shit. Like, if I was still in Kentland shooting niggas and you was doing what you were doing right now, no matter what you do in your life, that's not going to stop me from doing what I do. Like, so if my niggas is still going through that and I'm rapping about that, like, that's, but I'll say, like I said, for me, two things can be true at the same time. Yeah, you can look crazy. Yeah. That'd be like if you said, if you were like, oh, I support all these AA programs, but then every song you made was about popping bottles or something. Yeah, you'd look crazy. We'd be like, weird. But so like, no, that's a valid point. No, that is a valid point. Like, yo, fam, you directly can't be doing that. Like, or shouldn't be doing that. That's kind of crazy, right? But
right.
Also, you have to understand, you have, okay, so the second point for me is why do people, no one ever talks about rap's influence on white kids. Like, it's widely known that white people are the heaviest consumers of rap music, right?
100%. From a monetary standpoint, the music,
albums,
they go to the concerts, merch, right? Yes.
So white people can listen to rap music all day long. So is it because A, you believe them to be mentally smart enough to discern that this is from real life into like So you're just saying that they're more advanced than their black counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, you're saying that their conditions that they live in would make it foolish for them to go outside and try the things that they heard in rap songs.
That's a fair point.
So for me, it just boils down to, you know, you want to change some shit? You change the conditions of people's life. Then you can rap about whatever you want. Like, yo, I always say it's simple as this. The moment I stopped doing crazy shit was the moment I realized that it was no longer worth it. Simple. Wasn't no great epiphany. It was just, yo, bro, I got other shit I could be doing with my life right now. Probably shouldn't be doing this shit. There's really no point of risking this. And I stopped. Like, wasn't no better person thing. It was just, that's just a smart thing to do. When you consistently are, if you're a person who don't have them same options, it don't matter who the fuck rapping about what. There's enough rap songs out now that in the history already created that already detail enough crime to stop for anybody to want to listen to. I just turn on some 50 and just shoot a nigga today. So, like, I don't, like, bro, we listen to some of the most violent people. We're not out here shooting people right now. Like, crime gonna be crime.
That's fair.
And like I said, his point on, like, Meek specifically, like, yo, bro, you preaching prison reform. But, like, then, and you look crazy if you saying, like, yo, but I don't know. I don't listen to Meek music like that if he's telling people to rob niggas anymore. Like, and saying you shot niggas or saying you going to defend your own is different than saying I'm going to run down on you and kill you.
Yeah, but also Meek, like, for example, he recently put a threat out to Trippy Red, like, yo, if this is one of them, it was like, is this a death? I don't know what Meek was doing. You know, Meek be
this is recent.
He said, never mind. Yeah, this was recent. It's like a week or two ago. Like, so again, it's just weird with the Meek thing. It's one of those people like, oh, D1, he was like, yo, if you bang with him and you rot with me, then you should not rot with him. And if I catch him, he got to pay for what he did. Some weird threat. I was like, what did Trippy Red do to Meek? Like,
oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
It was like, it could go left. But I would say a lot of people, and this is where the Joe thing came in, was, you know, people think that D1's clout chasing. I'm like, again, D1 has always been this way. This isn't like,
I wouldn't say
because I've been a...
Because I don't hear him trying to sell a record.
He's giving... Yeah. And like, D1 makes music and he's not even on that. He's just on this right now.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't say he's clout chasing. I just think that type of energy is always pointed at people who are products of a much larger, like, disservice.
Yeah, the environment.
Like,
yeah.
That's all I've ever thought. Like, what are you going to do? Like, but no, shout out to him, man. Like, yeah, I don't think he's clout chasing that. I think he has real, like, those are his real feelings towards that type of shit. Like, shout out to him. For sure.
Yeah. So, lastly, again, there really wasn't a lot of music, but something I saw, Ruby Rose, who I guess is a rapper. I don't know. She has an OnlyFans. And she was like, hey, I met my biggest spender today. And this man spent 62 bands
on OnlyFans. He needs to be put in jail before he tried to do something weird.
62,000.
If I spent 62 grand on you and never met you, and then I ran and then you see me, understand that that's not a chance encounter. That nigga trying to get some of that 62 grand in blood.
That's
not crazy to say.
Oof, that's crazy. Like, that's what. Shout out to everyone that's on OnlyFans getting money.
How much money he got to spend $62,000 on OnlyFans? I need to mask up and rob him. See, now
that was my salary like a year ago, bro. That was my salary a year ago. Like, that's freaking crazy, dog.
That nigga, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Horny individual.
I do got this one thing. I feel like you're a smart person, so I know
how much time you gotta beat your
dick for the poll,
to make $62,000 a logical expense. You gotta be going to town on yourself. You might need a break. If you spent $62,000 on OnlyFans, bro, you might as well just buy a hoe. Like, that's weird, bro.
Be a passport, bro, for real.
Bro,
and don't come back.
Bands?
That's a lot of money, dog.
And you ain't never met her. She ain't touched you.
That's what I said. Go be a passport, bro. Do something. I don't know, man. That's unhealthy. What's his name? Not Maxwell. Eric Benet go to sex therapy or whatever. He might need that. You need Jesus in your life.
No, because you don't need sex therapy. Because you had 62 bands and you need sex therapy, you'd be fucking mad hoes. You'd be the Deshaun Watson of prostitutes.
Time out.
Who be saying these things?
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't me. Somebody else said that. Alright, y'all gonna try to blame that on me. Alright, I'll see what this is.
Alright, so okay. I saw this poll. It was like, you get $100K, the jerk. You get $100K deposited into your account, or you could flip a coin. Tails is 10 million, heads is nothing. What do you do?
Is it a dime?
It's a coin. I mean, I don't know.
What's the coin, nigga? That's important. Like, if it's a dime, I might go to tails flip because I usually flip tails on dimes.
Okay, it's a quarter.
Now you a bitch ass nigga.
I never thought the coin mattered, so excuse me.
So you said, what is it? I get a million?
You get $100K deposited in the bank, snap a finger, or you do a coin flip. Tails, it's 10 million. It's not.
I'm taking $100K.
I didn't know a dime. I didn't know what type of coin mattered. So
I would have chanced it. I would have chanced it if it was a dime, but you said it was a quarter because you were a whore. So, yeah.
No, I never knew that was a thing. So, is it just a dime? If it's a penny or a nickel?
No, it's a penny, then it's probably going to go ahead. I haven't flipped enough nickels, and I think quarters are really a toss up. So. And I think they lean more towards heads. So, yeah, I'm just going to take the $100K.
Tyreek Hill scored. My brother. My man.
Yes, I got him on a daily fantasy. Wait, he's going against us. Yo, stop making me root against my team, bro. Damn. I told you about this shit, bro. That's why I don't approve.
Yo, it was funny. Dwayne, shout out Dwayne. We were bowling or whatever. He's like, yeah, man, I'm about to make a bet for the Alabama Georgia game. I was like, yeah. I was like, wait, you can't do that at home, can you? He's like, nah. I was like, dang, that's crazy.
Bro, I'm going to be parlay popping on January 8th, bro. I told you, whores. I think that's like championship weekend.
That's a month away. For college football, yeah.
for NFL.
That's when y'all get it. No, it's championship weekend.
It's
no, like that wouldn't even be playoffs. January 8th.
Yeah,
the season end.
Okay, that'll be
wild card weekend.
Yeah, that's all okay. Cool.
That'll be wild card weekend.
Get the whole playoff.
He said championship.
Parlay, Poppy.
I might download something.
Yeah, you can literally bet. Do a parlay. Shut up, nigga.
I mean, I didn't know if it's legal January 8th. So yeah, salute to you guys.
In North Carolina, it is.
Yeah, that's what my salute to y'all. Yeah, salute. Because, yeah, when he said it, I was like,
bam.
What do you mean? Do you follow BR Betting?
No.
Do you follow them on Instagram? Bro, that'd be like, I'd be like, how did they turn $5 into 50 racks? I'd be like, how did they do that? Like,
the most obscure parlays ever, and that should be it.
Bro, like, a dude had a parlay that was like, DK is getting 3 touchdowns against Dallas. He put $20 on it and won 10 bands off that. I was like, how did he know he was going to get 3 touchdowns? Like, that's crazy.
He put $20 that he could afford to lose and then made off like on some Bernie shit.
But that's just like someone did a parlay that was like, yo, but this wasn't like a high winning parlay. It was like every kicker is going to make a field goal on a particular day, and every kicker hit and he got like $100. I was like, that's really random, but that's all right. You know, I wouldn't have thought, man, let's bet every kicker is going to make a field goal. Because then you'd be mad as one kicker who missed, and you'd be like, this mother.
Only straight bet I did was I bet on the Florida and McGregor fight. And I bet it was a 10-round KO. And that it was one. So just saying, I'm nice. Fuck you.
Yeah, we might have to do a parlay thing. I think if I don't start by January, I'm a Debbie start March Madness. And I know one thing for sure, I'm not picking Purdue. That was one of the funniest comments you ever said, dog. He was like, 1950, bro. They're not gonna win.
Cause niggas pick Purdue. What? Man, come on, bro. That's almost as bad as picking Gonzaga.
But like Gonzaga, at least they don't get upset. They just lose in wild fashion. Purdue, it was one of them like, hey, yo, bro, Purdue down 4. I was like, all right. They lost the first game, bro. Because Virginia lost. So I was like, all right, cool. Purdue is going to make it. Then I get a text from Tyler. He was like, yo, Purdue down 4 with 18 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Then I cut to it. It's 6 minutes. They down 6. I was like, now I'm invested. And then... Yeah, it was bad, bro.
It's bad they weren't. Yeah.
Speaking of, actually, one bad. This was great. I got to see Dave Chappelle's. I got to see Dave Chappelle stand up in person on Thursday, so that's why I missed the Cowboys Seahawks game, and that was fire, dog. Like seeing someone that's like a master at work
pass. Too. Oh, that was disrespectful.
What?
It was a 78-yard pass.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to get in the playoffs, so run it up, bro. My man. But man. Dave Chappelle's next stand-up is going to be really funny. I can't wait for you guys to see it. Yeah, Donna Rawlings, better known in the world as Ashy Larry. It's funny. It's like, Donna Rawlings. And the white people around us are like, who's that? It's like, it's Ashy Larry. Oh, Ashy Larry. Thought it was funny. He did say a commander joke. He was
The lines is already up 21-0.
The lines up 21-0? Did Gibbs score?
No. I told you he ain't ever going to score again. I'm glad I didn't pick. I started Joe Flacco instead of Derek Carr. What kind of 2014 tweet is that? Look at my options, bitch. Fuck y'all.
You know what's crazy? I had the Saints defense, right? And right before we started the pod, I was like, they going against, nah, this not going to be good. But I'm going to get, I'm going to use the Rams defense because I think the Lions going to blow them out. And so far, yeah. Taysom Hill could throw a garbage touchdown, though. I'll be cool with that. But yeah, shout out to Dave Chappelle. Shout out to Donna Rollins. Shout out to Marshall Brandon. It was dope to see Dave do his thing. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. Like, that was really cool to say, like, y'all got to see Dave Chappelle in person. And hopefully the next time he's in town, I get to meet him on the Hill. So that was dope. Yeah. That's all I got.
Boy. Oh, boy. That nigga really smoked our whole defense.
He's amazing, right, bro.
He really be just running go routes.
He don't. Let me go see the play because I ain't even
y'all trying to disrespect Randy when y'all said that bullshit.
Oh, people said that all he ran was one route. I'm like, no, that's not true at all. But all right. Why is, goodness gracious, we knew what it was. Now, where would you rank Tyreek as all-time deep threats?
I don't consider him a deep threat.
What?
He catch a lot of look, he don't do a lot of good. He be catching them slants and shit and be taking them 95 yards. It's like, bruh. He never gonna catch Randy. He like in that Deshaun Jackson.
What about Deshaun?
I really only seen Deshaun run. Good I don't think I ever seen him run.
Not true either. But you said something I agree with. We never, Deshaun will hit a burst and then just glide to the end zone. We never seen Deshaun run full speed. He
literally celebrated before going to the end zone every time he went to the end zone. I think it's the most.
It'd be I could either run this 40-yard dash or just start high stepping and gloating and maybe diving from the 5-yard line. You know what he did to Dallas? That's the only time if I was a defender I would have gave him the fade when he caught the ball, ran, broke a tackle, and then turns around, looks at what's his name, and just falls back, Terrence Newman, and just be like, dude, as soon as he got up. That is me. That's me.
He looked up and he just saw a leg. I'm like, fuck that.
Cause that is crazy to me. So
how's Deshaun Jackson? I don't know where I rank him.
I think Randy's the greatest deep threat ever. But Tyreek and Deshaun are neck and neck. For 2.
He's about to be fourth down already, bro.
You see, I'm not watching our game. I'm probably going to nap for real.
Let's go, Damian Pierce. Let's go, baby. On the road to 180. Hey, fuck you, bro. But, yeah. Just gonna look at my team fantasy hopes slowly disappear. Shout out to Daily Fantasy though.
That's what's up. So other than that, yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Shout out to my man Sykes. Happy birthday, bro. Who got a safety?
The Jets, nigga.
Who are they playing?
The Falcons, nigga.
Oh, I don't. Anyway, shout out to my dog Sykes. Happy birthday. Thank you.
Distant cousin, shout out to Warren. Yelling out.
Shout out to Narnia. But nah, you know, yesterday was a great day, so. Salute.
This nigga said shout out to
Narnia. Yo, I already know where you're going. But y'all be safe. Y'all be blessed. Till the next time. Peace.